the rest of the story. Will had lost his will to live at the age of 18. Only months before, he was a young man with a future. His high school grades were excellent. His particular academic interests included English literature and history, science, even theology. One day, he would become a minister, he told his friends. In fact, he had already made definite plans to attend Yale Divinity School. And Will was a splendid all-around athlete. He played baseball and hockey and football. As a gymnast, he was incomparable. And then, all at once, as though a star of ill omen had crossed Will's horizon, everything changed. It was March of his senior year. Will was playing hockey with a high school varsity team. The opposing team was comprised of the sons of officers from a nearby army installation. Will got in close with one of the opponents. Suddenly, the other youngster's stick swung back, smashed Will in the face. Stunned fellow teammates rushed to Will's side, knelt around him in a circle on the ice. The boy's mouth was a mass of bloody pulp. Nearly all of his upper front teeth and many of the lower ones had been knocked out. An army surgeon cleansed and dressed Will's wound. The patient was taken home. And just as it seemed that he was about to recover from that, Will was stricken with a severe stomach disorder. And then, as he was about to recover from that, heart trouble. And Will was confined to his home, a semi-invalid. All that he had once looked forward to was lost. There would be no more sports, no more school, no future plans for the ministry. To himself and to his family, it was evident that Will was handicapped for life. The come-down came hard. Fearing that the slightest exertion would explode his already weakened heart, Will remained anxiously inactive. His once high spirits took on the ballast of despair and began to sink until at last he was haunted by one morbid thought day and night. He would die young. Young Will's life had taken a dramatic turn from hope to hopelessness. Until that winter of his senior year in high school, he'd been a vigorous athlete. The excellence of his academic record, combined with his aspiration to attend Yale Divinity School, assured him of a rewarding career in the ministry. And suddenly, this series of serious physical ailments brought an end to his dreams. Will became a semi-invalid, withdrawn from the world which once had held such promise, living in constant fear of an early death, and the years passed. Most enjoyment in life, he said, consisted of relief from discomfort. But then one day, 8 long years after the torment had begun, Will's younger brother, hoping to lift Will from the depths of his despair, suggested a joint business venture. Will would not have to exert himself. He could be the brains of the outfit. His brother would handle most of the physical labor, and Will accepted. Young Will, theretofore handicapped and confined, was to emerge from the prison of his own dread and literally, take to the skies. And he took us with him. History begins the story of these two enthusiastic brothers in a bicycle shop. What you have just heard is what came before the bicycle shop. Separately, the brothers would have accomplished little. Together, and because of Orville's deep concern over Wilbur's will to live, together, they became the Wright brothers. And now you know the rest of the story.